Invitation to Tender, a Dimension 20 Fantasy High podfic, written by Agent Stanna Shipper and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Contracts were easy. At least, they were clear and precise, which was not synonymous with easy, but did serve a similar function in determining levels of success of any given endeavor. Precision was significant for comprehension, which was, in turn, significant for forming adequate, appropriate responses. Barring that, the contract could, by nature, include a clause to dispel the mocking, jeering, awkwardness, or otherwise humiliating or unsatisfactory responses garnered by any faux pas. Contractual interaction was not uncommon, was, in fact, a staple of Leviathan society, and was therefore an acceptable safeguard for interacting with a world bent on unclear and imprecise communication. Ida liked to get things right. She liked to be perceived as normal. She was not normal, she was fully cognizant of that fact. She was a half-phoenix, a hybridity so rare that it was improbable she would ever meet another in any of her lifetimes, even if her father sired her a sibling. But to be perceived as normal, this was a tangible and realistic goal. It was one reason, presumably, she surrounded herself with books. The pursuit of knowledge, both trivial and arcane, was worth many lifetimes' dedication, but so too was the study of interactions between individuals, as many books depicted. The difficulty lay in understanding which interactions were reasonable depictions, and which ones were exaggerated for fictional purposes. She had assumed love at first sight fell under the latter. It was an incorrect deduction. Which was not to say she loved Figaroth Faith. Again, precision. She merely spent every waking moment contemplating the bard. Or, not every waking moment, but a substantial percentage of them. Substantial enough to interfere with Ida's calculations of the phenomena, which was both thrilling and disconcerting at the same time. Figfaith inspired many contradictions. It was not as unsettling as it ought to have been. Ida knew only so much about her previous lives, and rarely did the instructions left for her contain details regarding amorous intentions, but she could not fathom feeling as she did in Fig's presence and no longer having that person in her life, even if the capacity changed with rebirth. Already she was dreading further moments apart. She had begun contemplating a contract approximately 20 minutes after meeting Fig and her party, and drafting the first iterations. There had been several, as both number of interactions and strength of feeling had increased, after about 4 hours. It was one of the most spontaneous actions of her current life. Fig was reassuring, cool, beautiful. Many adjectives that seemed insufficient to describe qualities of complexity and intrigue. Most of all, Fig was kind. She accepted transactional assistance with apparent sincerity. She respected Ida's time, her effort, and her words and behaviors indicated a generosity and affection, the levels of which Ida could not determine at present, that went beyond any Ida had found on Leviathan, even at compass points. Her motives were not solely about what Ida could do for her and her friends, but equally about Ida as a person. It was endearing. Figaroth Faith was endearing in every conceivable way, and Ida wanted to kiss her. She wanted to kiss her quite badly, preferably on the mouth, would be highly receptive, even, if Fig ever attempted the gesture herself. She wanted to do, to be, not just normal, but whatever Fig wanted of her. And Fig wanted her to do, to be, what Ida herself wanted. It was paradoxical hell. It was equally euphoric, in a deeply uncomfortable way. The slumber party had sealed her resolve. Laying next to Fig, following her lead, talking and trying so hard to get things right, had only convinced her that the contract must be delivered. Life was short. The quest was dangerous. Fig was a woman of action and therefore deserved actionable information concerning her. Fig had been incredibly helpful, taking Ida's questions about normal interaction and response quite seriously without any sign of mocking. She would heed the contract, even if her feelings were not the same. If Ida was to be let down, Fig would let Ida down kindly. Ida hoped she would not be let down. No matter her efforts, interaction was still an enigma. But Fig appeared to want her there. The slumber party had been her suggestion. She said such nice things. It was a friendliness distinct from the other members of her party, the polite investigation-orientedness of the goblin Rizgutgak, or the sweet empty serenity of Gorgug Thistlespring, greatest wizard of the generation. It was not merely inclusive of Ida, but exclusive to her. There was, therefore, a chance. She could be received favourably. If not, there was always the non-inference clause. So when Fig encouraged the formation of a party at Holly Hill, Ida agreed to stay. She did not like parties. Behaviour occurred at random and counter to most patterns of interaction, and they were noisy and confusing and bad. But Fig was there. Figaroth Faith, rock star and hero, colleague and friend. Fig was there, and Ida had her contract and a burning desire to kiss the coolest, kindest, most beautiful person she knew. All she had to do was get her alone. Alone at a party did not seem normal. But when Ida caught Fig, standing by the door and staring out at the nightmare forest beyond, she was ready, and she made her move. The end. Thank you for listening.